was great. A family weekend in the wilderness. No phones, no traffic.
No surprise visits from Steve Urkel. Surprise! Hi, Carl. Hi, Laura, my little sweet potato. Did you think of me while you guys were camping?
Yeah, every time I used the bug spray.
Oh, how sweet. Hey, Carl, how come you didn't invite me along?
Oh, gee, we wanted to, Steve, but they were overbooked. The forest was full.
Maybe next year. Hey, you've got some first-rate equipment here, Carl.
Thank you, and I'd like to keep it that way, so don't touch anything. I'm gonna put this in the garage.
Hey, let me get the door for you.
No, watch out for the ripcord! Oh, no!
Did I do that?
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every seam. Fill our house with happiness. But we'll smother the blues with tenderness. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. It's the bigger love of the family.
Are you paying bills?
No, why?
We like to stay out of your way when you pay bills. You get a little, what's the word?
Psycho.
That's the one.
For your information, I am doing our taxes.
Oh.
Let's get out of here.
Hi, honey.
Hey, babe. How was work?
What a day. I'm head of security. I have keys to 300 offices, and I lock myself out of mine. What's all this?
Harriet, this year, I'm doing our taxes.
Carl, those forms are too complicated. Let a professional do it.
All you need to know how to do is add, subtract, and read. All I need is a little peace and quiet.
I guess I shouldn't have told Eddie that his band could practice here.
What band?
That band.
Hold it! Hold it! Hold it!
Dad, don't yell. You can damage my hearing.
You boys are gonna have to take this someplace else. You're just too loud.
What's going on here?
Hi, I'm Rachel. We're rehearsing.
No, you're not. You're leaving.
What?
Dad, we've got to get my song together for this video. We're entering a contest.
Oh, you mean the one on Chicago Teen Tracks?
Yeah. I love that show.
If we win the locals, we could get on MTV.
You guys, what's important is if we win, we can get $1,000.
Hey, well now, if you're really serious, I'd be happy to write you a script.
Great. You're hired.
Yes.
Now remember, think hip, think cool, think fresh.
Any other instructions?
Yeah, think fast. We need it by tomorrow.
Yeah, think cool, think fresh. I got ideas so fresh I haven't even thought of them yet.
No, Eddie, we decided to write this video ourselves.
How come you're changing the plans?
I put this band together, and I wrote the songs. Therefore, I make the decisions.
Well, this is the Winslow household. I'm Mr. Winslow, and I say that you go make your decision someplace else.
Come on, Dad, we're really in a bind.
Look,
the video's due Monday morning.
No, come on, Mr. Winslow.
Please, Dad.
Well, look, I'll tell you what. You can use the garage.
Thanks, Dad. All right, guys, move this stuff into the garage. Kyle, break down the drums. Jerry, back up the piano. Where's Rodney? We gotta get going on this video. The contest ends in a couple of days. This is a private rehearsal.
Perhaps like an audition. This looks like a polka crowd. One and a two and a... You just squeezed all the air out of my billows.
Steve, we don't need an accordion player.
Why, too hip?
Yeah, Urkel, that's always your problem.
Hi, guys.
Rodney, it's about time. Where's your video camera?
Oh, I was shooting my documentary on unsafe conditions in the girls' locker room. Everything was fine until a couple girls jumped me. They smashed my camera and threw me in the showers. It was great.
Way to go, Rodney. How do we shoot a video without a camera?
Well, you see, when we win $1,000, we can buy a new camera.
Just a thought. I am in the audiovisual club at school, and I can get my hands on any video equipment I need. But since you don't want me in your van, I'll just take my squeeze box and go home.
Steve, wait. How would you like to be our cameraman?
I'd be honored.
Wait a minute. Let's put this to a vote.
I vote no. Urkel's a dweeb.
Well, I vote yes. Congratulations, Urk. You're our new cameraman.
Wow. Thanks for the vote of confidence, guys. You won't be sorry.
Now, let's see. Subtract line 27B from line 50. Where's 27B? 27, 28, 28B. No, 27B. Where are you, you stinking little lion?
Hi, honey, how's it going?
Oh, just fine. Just fine. You wouldn't happen to see line 27B on there, would you?
On this form? Tax form for government-subsidized poultry farmers?
You picked up the wrong form, didn't you?
No, I did not. Actually, I was thinking about taking early retirement and investing in a small flock of ducks.
Carl, it's still time to get our taxes done right. Call your brother.
Harriet, I don't want to call my...
Forget it, Harriet. Once Carl has made up his mind, the best thing to do is stand back and watch him fall.
Man, Urkel, what did you do? Take every piece of equipment in the school?
Pretty much. I even brought my projector so I can show you slides of my hernia surgery.
Guys, 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 here it is. Here it is, the script you've all been waiting for. And if I do say so myself, it is hip to the bones. Listen, fade in. A thick layer of fog rolls in, surrounding a silhouette of the band. We fade to
Aunt
the
Rachel,
keyboards.
Aunt Rachel, where are we going to get a thick layer of fog from?
Dry ice and a wind machine. I know a place downtown where we can rent everything.
I hate to disappoint you, but our budget is only $20.
Uh-oh. I already spent that on videotaping cheese.
So that leaves me with a budget of nothing. Well, I can work with that. I'll have to make a few changes, cut a few corners. I guess the camels are out.
You guys, we're gonna forget about the script. We'll just wing it, okay?
Great. Hey, Urkel, you gotta get shots of my killer keyboard solo. Be sure to get a close-up of me twirling my sticks.
I love your ideas, guys, really, really. Why don't you take five and think up some more? Steve, can I talk to you for a second, please? Amateurs.
I know. You want to hear some of my ideas?
No. Here's how the video's gonna go. You're starting a shot of me. Then you cut to an extreme close-up of me. Then when I go into my dance, you cut to a close-up of my feet. Then you tilt up to include my hips. Then you cut to a close-up of my face.
Is it just me, or am I detecting a theme here? I don't know if the other guy's gonna like this.
Forget about them. I'm the money. If this band is going anyplace, it's because of my talent.
Whatever you say, this is gonna be the biggest bomb since Howard the Duck.
My video on Rachel. It's all finished.
What? You shot it already? I'm still working on the script.
Well, we decided to go a different direction. We'll use your ideas in the next video.
Turn it up. I want to feel the bass in my face.
My name is Eddie. I'm a hip, cool guy. The girls come running when I give them an eye. My name is Eddie and I'm headed for fame. Party in front is the name of my game. I am the Winslow King. So come all you girls and hear me sing, 'cause I'm the new king.
I can't believe it.
Hey, I was just following Eddie's instructions.
Exactly what were Eddie's instructions?
To keep the camera on him and forget about the other meatheads.
Oh, what?
His words, not mine.
Eddie, you got an attitude problem, man. I'm walking, too.
Can you give me a lift?
Oh, well, fine. Go ahead. We're better off without them. Their egos were getting way out of control.
No, you're the one who's getting out of control, man. It's supposed to be a band, not a one-man show. I quit.
What's wrong with them? The video was great. You liked it, didn't you, Laura?
It stuck. On ice.
No, you're just jealous because you weren't in it.
No one was in it, except you.
You can't blame them for walking, Eddie. That wasn't a rock video. That was a love letter to Eddie Winslow from Eddie Winslow.
Like they say, if it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage.
What did you think, Grandma?
Eddie, you know I love you. And I'd never say anything to hurt you. Good night.
Okay. Now, all I do is subtract line 17 from line 11. There. Our taxes are done. We only owe the government $94,000.
Hi. How are our taxes coming?
Harriet, it is a disaster. We have hit bottom. You would not believe how much money we owe the government.
Carl, you've suffered enough. We've all suffered enough. Here.
But what is this?
Our taxes. I went back to your brother.
After I specifically asked you not to?
Uh-huh.
How could you do this to me, Harriet? How?
Carl, we're getting a $700 refund.
Oh, thank you, thank you. So how are you doing?
Okay.
Steve, could we be alone?
Sure. Eddie, would you mind stepping outside for a second, please?
No, Steve. I meant I'd like to be alone with Eddie.
Oh, I get it. A father and son moment. I'll just tiptoe out.
Dad.
Well, hogging the spotlight like you did wasn't exactly the best thing you could do.
But I'm the lead singer. I mean, I did write the song.
Well, son, that may be true. But being in a band is a group effort, and that means everyone is included, even though it was your song. You know, when a man decides to go on an ego trip, he usually ends up traveling alone.
So what should I do now?
Well, apologizing to Rodney and the rest of the guys would be nice for starters.
That's a good idea.
And who knows? Maybe you can even resurrect your band.
You know, Kyle's gone solo and Jerry went with him. So much for my career as a rock star.
Well, son, we all make mistakes. The important thing is that we learn from them.
Thanks, Dad.
Excuse me. I forgot my tripod. Just keep bonding. Keep bonding. You won't even know I'm here.
Does Eddie still have an attitude about missing that video gig?
Yeah, Mama. He's still a man without a band.
Major bummer.
But you know, I've been thinking. With the talent that we have in this room, we could all pitch in and help Eddie make a new video. We might even still have time to enter the contest.
That's a good idea. You know, it could be lots of fun. And who knows, we might win $1,000.
I'm in. Sounds good to me.
Rachel, what about you?
I don't know. Eddie's very difficult to work with.
Eddie, I'm glad you're here. Son, what do you say about the whole family making a video?
Okay, but only on one condition.
See, what did I tell you?
I want Aunt Rachel to rewrite the lyrics.
I'd be happy to. I love working with this guy.
It'd be great if we finished in the top five.
Are you kidding? We're gonna win this thing. We got this puppy locked up.
And that was our second place finisher, the Toxic Argyles from Whitefish Bay.
Well, this is it. They're down to the number one video.
Mom, we don't have a chance. All the finalists have been heavy metal.
Oh, look, guys, who cares if we didn't win? The point is, we did it as a family and we all had fun.
And now, our grand prize winner, $1,000, goes to the Rappin' Winslow.
Like to be a rap star, I got a personal tip that'll help you get far.
Hey, listen to your friends and family too, cause they're the ones that really care about you.
Let us thank our lucky stars for the love we share each day.
Now I'm the dad, I make all this happen. Harriet, I'm sick and tired of all of this rapping.
Oh,
party, hold on. Let Eddie sing. He's gonna be a big star and buy everything.
So when you got a problem that's complicated, follow my tip and never be deflated.
No matter how hip or slick or cool, listen to your family, don't be